I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Green bean casserole is the unsung hero of the Thanksgiving table.
Absolutely not. It is the outcast of my table.
Hands down, it's the best food that's happening. Let's be real. Everybody every year raves about the turkey, but it's because they feel socially obligated and bad for the person that cooked it and spent all that time to make something so dry and disgusting. Every time I eat turkey, it tastes like it forgot to drink water and was dehydrated its entire life before it came to me. And this year I was taking a stand and I said, no turkey. I refuse to get a turkey this year. And then Winco did a special where if I spent $125 on groceries, you got a free turkey. And my kryptonite is free. So instead of doing the hot wing Thanksgiving I want, the nacho Thanksgiving, I am yet again going to rub a turkey down with butter, sing it lullabies, and hope for the best. But this weekend, you're doing Friendsgiving at your house, yep. And I am ecstatic for this because I don't have to pay attention to the turkey. Let everybody else choke on that dry meat. I'm bringing green bean casserole, and I know that everyone's going to love it.
First and foremost, my meat is not dry. I just want to make that clear. But I'm going to say this. You brought your green bean casserole to my Friendsgiving last year, and it was a big hit.
I tried your meat last year, and it was dry. And my favorite part is last year you were like, whatever you do, don't bring green bean casserole. Nobody likes it. I brought two pans of that deliciousness and people were like scraping the edges with spoons. It was the first thing that was gone. The only thing there was two pans of, and it was devoured.
Yes, so, it actually was.
Moving forward, I don't trust your taste in food, but what is your favorite food on the table?
It's got to be mashed potatoes. It's the perfect vessel to pair up with every other side dish that's on the table and even the turkey to get it in your gullet and make it go down smooth.
Yeah, I know. The gravy is really what's saving the turkey at the end of the day. You know, there's a sinful thing that I'll always do with Thanksgiving leftovers where you make a sandwich afterwards or like the next day or late that night.
Yep.
And for some reason, it's the only time of year where it's acceptable to put mashed potatoes in a Hawaiian roll, a King's Hawaiian roll.
Absolutely.
And then you just slide one of those cranberries that's pre-formed in the can straight in the middle.
Oh, gosh. Now you're just...
Woo. Delicacy. You can't tell me anyone else has better cuisine than that. We put it up on Facebook, though, and it's so bizarre the things that people pick out for their favorites because Jacqueline said broccoli rice casserole.
I've never tried that, but it sounds intriguing.
Hold on. You want broccoli rice, but you're gonna turn your nose up at the delicacy that is green beans and cream of mushroom soup?
I mean, first and foremost, broccoli is my favorite vegetable, and rice, it's a starch, so it's always good.
We've already determined you have terrible taste, be it in food, women, life in general. 503-914-2899.
I love stuffing. My mom, Tess, you know, she makes the best stuffing. She puts giblets in it. And oh my gosh, I wish that you could have some because it's like the best stuffing I've ever had in 30 years of life.
I will 100% take your word for it. I've never actually taken a bite of the stuffing that has the pieces in it. Do you have to chew extra? Like...
Well, yeah, you have to chew extra.
I was actually having this conversation with my roommate, Kevin, last night. Like, we were watching Chopped or something on the Food Network, and they had giblets because it was a Thanksgiving special, and he didn't know what they were, and I had to explain them to him.
See, whenever we got them when we were younger as a kid, my mom cooked them and then gave them to the pets as like a special holiday treat.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I associate it with. But my husband eats like gizzards and liver throughout the rest of the year. So when we first got together, I think he was eyeing it down and I was like, no, we're We're good. We'll just leave that to the side. Yeah.
Roommate Kevin pretty much made me swear that I don't use them in any form of cooking for any holiday whatsoever.
That's probably for the best. I don't think you want to be surprised with those. That's never a good experience, even if you are a fan. We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and Crystal said deviled eggs. And I saw a meme. I think it was, gosh, like a month ago at this point. It was like, would I eat 6 hard-boiled eggs? No. Will I eat 12 deviled eggs? Absolutely. And how true is that? Like, I would never sit down and eat more than one hard-boiled egg. But when they are deviled, I just want to take down the whole platter.
That's because they got the mayonnaise and the relish in there. It slides down the gullet nice and easy.
503-914-2899. What are you sliding down your gullet this Thanksgiving?
I started actually making homemade Dutch apple pie with oatmeal strudel topping.
It's always the best when you make your own favorite dish.
Yeah, because that way, in case everybody eats it, you can go home and redo it. Do you make any decoy desserts to put around the table to distract them?
I like baking, but only during the holidays. And so I also am making a double layer pumpkin cheesecake and then also a homemade pumpkin cheese roll.
Ooh, cake, pie, and roll. I am here. I love it when there's multiple desserts to choose from because that's the best part.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I won't eat or even buy fruitcake.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. Leave that off the dessert table. Yesterday, though, me and my husband, Boo Bear, we went to the Walmart off 4th Lane in Vancouver and picked up our Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie. They were running low. They were running low, Mike. I got nervous. They only had like 4 family size ones left. Uh-huh. And I was like, I am not going for the tiny size.
Never in my life did I like sweet potato pie. And I still consider myself an unliker of sweet potato pie. But if it's made by Patti LaBelle, I will eat it every single time.
She's got a buttermilk pie too. Woo! And a peach cobbler.
Stop making me hungry.
I know. In my house, it's just me, my husband, and my son. So we're only allowed to have one thing on the dessert table. Because if we did a whole spread, it would be bad. 503-914-2899.
I love cranberry sauce. So, you know, I have it as often as possible before it goes away. Not in the can or anything, just actual cranberries made into sauce.
Oh, okay. And I was going to say, because you could stock up on that, because that thing makes it from year to year if you were going with the canned version.
No. I love that stuff.
I feel like I always have a couple cans rolling around in there because I always think I don't have enough before a holiday meal.
So you just stock up and you have them laying around for years?
Oh, yeah. It'll be like the 4th of July. And I'll be like, it's red. It fits the red, white, and blue theme. What's the best food on the Thanksgiving table? If you say turkey, I've got some serious questions for you because if you get the skin crispy, the turkey is dry. Mm-hmm. If you get the turkey less dry, then you have soggy skin. There's no in between. I don't care. It is mathematically and scientifically impossible. I have some rage against the turkey. I'm sorry. I need to push that aside. Mine's green bean casserole, but we put it on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. And more than anything, I am enjoying how everyone is sharing their recipes.
Yeah.
Because Roxanne said funeral potatoes, which I was not familiar with, listed the whole recipe out, and it involves hash browns, cream of chicken soup, and shredded cheese.
I mean, that sounds delicious, but there's no way I want to put funeral potatoes on my holiday table.
You know what the other unsung hero is? The butter that's shaped like a turkey. For some reason, that just tastes better. Liz and Mike in the morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.